Welcome back to JR Morning. 6 months after President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on imported goods took effect, a new Goldman Sachs report finds that American consumers are footing the bill, covering as much as 55% of the total cost. And with more tariffs likely on the horizon, that burden could grow even heavier. Joining us to break down the economic impact and what it means to households and businesses is Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group. Patrick, nice to have you back on JR Morning.
Nice to talk with you both about this topic, which matters a lot to us in Detroit.
It does. And, you know, Goldman Sachs says the consumer is now shouldering about 55% of the cost. How exactly does that work? And why aren't the foreign exporters absorbing more of the burden?
As we've talked about this before, what are tariffs? Tariffs are the government imposing a tax on imports. That's our government imposing it on people in our country. Including our importers, our manufacturers, our retailers, and ultimately much of that gets paid by consumers. Now, the Goldman Sachs report is actually down. They thought it was going to be two-thirds or more borne by U.S. consumers a couple of months ago. Now they think it's about half. But I think about half is a good estimate for a lot of goods. And our estimates from Anderson Economic Group in terms of cars are more precise. We thought that consumers would largely not absorb the cost of the tariffs on cars for several months. And at the end of 2025, they'd start bearing an increasing share of it.
Well, the automakers have said that they've taken hits because of these tariffs. Do you foresee them not eating these costs and pushing it to us, the consumer, soon?
The automakers have been taking some big hits, and I think like General Motors announced, I think it was $4 or $5 billion. Ford did similarly, and don't forget, we're manufacturing a lot of cars here in plants with names like Honda, with Nissan, with Toyota, also. So it's not just GM, Ford, and Stellantis. And tariffs here are hitting a lot of the products that we assemble in Michigan, or in Ohio, or in Illinois, or Indiana, that have parts that are created in Mexico and in Canada. So yeah, the automakers right now have been bearing the large share of the cost. It's starting to hit consumers, and the Anderson Economic Group estimates will get $4,000 to $8,000 for many American cars. We do think consumers are ultimately gonna pay the majority of that, but they may get away with avoiding much of it this year.
You know, the president has said that Americans will ultimately be shielded from these costs, but, you know, inflation measures suggest prices just keep rising. So how big a factor are tariffs in today's inflation compared to, let's say, other pressures like the supply chain disruptions and energy costs?
You know, thus far, Lloyd, I think the consumer inflation, the CPI, hasn't been hit too much by tariffs. But producer prices, you can already see it. And if you look at the deep dive that we do, we're looking at this and we're looking at not just the cost of a finished product, but how about the metal? How about the valves? How about the motors that go into it if we're looking at cars? Or how about grain? How about fabric that goes into other things? And you can see the cost of tariffs going in. And, you know, things like aluminum and steel that are everywhere, we have specific tariffs on aluminum and steel now, and we have a pretty good understanding of what happens when you put a tariff on a commodity like that is that prices go up, which is pretty much what you'd expect.
Right.
What have you seen for prices from things outside of the automotive industry? People like us that go to the grocery store or go buy toys for our kids for Christmas, are those prices up?
Some prices are up, some are down. I mean, energy prices aren't up because of tariffs. I mean, we're fortunately the United States is one of the biggest producers of oil in the world, sometimes the biggest producer, and we're largely energy independent on that major category of energy supply. So you actually see gas prices down a little bit in some places. Food prices have been going up, but some of them more, but still a lot of that is from the overhang of the Biden era inflation. Clothing prices are gonna get hit because we import a lot of clothes. And then you get down to autos and machinery and things like that. Lumber, Those are all going to go up because of tariffs, as well as some of the inflation that we still have out from the prior four years.
Speaking with Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group. And Patrick, you know, the president has floated using tariff revenues. I believe it's year to date, it's about $215 billion, using it for rebates or social programs. Could that kind of help offset some consumer pain?
I mean, I'm chuckling, sorry, because there's this historic analogy. The United States used to run itself primarily on tariff revenue because we didn't have an income tax, because our founder said no income tax and put it in our constitution.
Right.
And it wasn't until, I think less than 100 years ago, we finally said, okay, we're going to allow ourselves to get taxed. And a lot of people rue that day. But I think it's pretty hard to think of us getting enough tariff revenue to eliminate other taxes. Certainly, we're getting a lot of tariff revenue now. And the estimates we have that we released just on autos, just mm-hmm. on autos from Canada and Mexico are really high per month. And they're definitely going to go into the cost of what people are buying and what they're making. And unfortunately, we think there's going to be some job losses in our auto industry because of it.
Well, that was a discussion we've had on the show before about should Mexico and Canada have high tariffs, just like, say, China, where we certainly feel differently about China than we do these two countries to our north and south.
I think they're completely different. I mean, Canada and Mexico are longtime trading partners. And let me just say, for Canada, we've had arrangements with Canada since the 1960s. I mean, before USMCA, before NAFTA, we had AutoPac. We've integrated a lot of our supply chain across the Detroit River and across the Great Lakes. And Ontario's really connected to Michigan, Ohio, et cetera, to the benefit of both of us. And that's one of the reasons why you look out at the United States of America, and we're not just home to GM, Ford, and Chrysler. We have Toyota, we have Honda, we have Mercedes-Benz, we have BMW, we have Rivian, we have Tesla, now we have Kia, we have Hyundai producing here in the United States. That's a success, not a failure. And I think we are going to be suffering some because we've, I think, unnecessarily created a lot of trade tension with Canada.
Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, appreciate you coming on, giving your insight this morning.
Great to talk with both of you.
Have a good day. And coming up, Jamie, more on,
yes,
this,
Lloyd.
more on this peace deal in the Middle East, the Gaza peace deal. What's next for that? Also, this conservative group here locally has dismissed its racial bias suit against the U of M Law Review. I'll tell you why next on JR Morning.